Well, lastly, where do you see English in, say, 500 years? What do you think will happen in terms of its usage and say, dialects around the world? Do you think that because we'll obviously become all the more connected than we are today, is that going to erode differences or will it amplify them?
I don't know. That's really interesting. I think while there are sort of broad levelings of dialects, for example, as I say, in the UK, there's been a kind of leveling of dialects in the northern US, and also in the southern US, there's been kind of levelings of dialects there. I think very large dialect areas are maintaining their distinctions or maybe even becoming more distinct from each other. So I think whether language will stay, English will stay the kind of global lingua franca that it is at the moment, I don't know. That just depends on political, what the political situation is. But I don't know. I think they'll carry on diversifying. I think language will find a way to diversify. Well, it'd be interesting to see where Australian English goes because it's a relatively young variety that's already diversified into all of the versions of Australian English that exist today. So it'd be interesting to see how that carries on.
Well, the interesting thing with Australian English is that it kind of differs, but not really geographically. So, I mean, geographically in a sense that you won't necessarily go to a different town and they'll have a different dialect or accent from the next town, but it'll be more based on, not class, but potentially education, which isn't necessarily
socio-elect kind of situation.
Well, you'll notice, I've even noticed with myself that if you were to put me next to someone who's, say, a tradesperson, a tradie in Australia, and we came from the same original town, because I went through a private school and then I went to university and I was there for 12 years with a lot of foreigners and, I traveled overseas and did a bunch of other things where I wasn't just in my little group of people that I worked with since, you know, I was 16 or something, you'll notice a big difference between how broad my accent is compared to theirs. And we live in the same place. We're from the same place ultimately.
Yeah. But would you say theirs would be broader then?
Yeah. Broader, yeah. 100%. Usually it would be more broader than mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so hard to know whether that's an education thing or it's an upbringing thing. But then also if you go out into rural areas, potentially again, because of the isolation aspect where you have a smaller group of native speakers that don't tend to be mixing with a lot of immigrants or with people from elsewhere around the world as you would in the middle of Melbourne or Sydney, they tend to all sort of homogenize into a broader sort of accent. But it's interesting how it happens in Australia, but we haven't had the same thing happen like with America where geographically the accents are actually much more distinct.
Yeah, like I'd wondered about the variation because I knew, like, people have talked to me about the kind of socio-elect thing before, like the class.
That's eroding. Everyone's moving now from the cultivated. I think if they were already a very small class of people that kind of sounded like received pronunciation from Britain with a little sort of Aussie twang or vice versa, Australian with a British twang, but they tended to be the upper rich class from places like Sydney. But I think nowadays, because of our culture with everyone sort of wanting to be seen as they want to bring the tall poppies down as opposed to bring themselves up above everyone else. So you'll have prime ministers using slang, swearing, speaking with, trying to put on a broad accent because they're trying to show that they're like everyone else. We don't have that kind of royal class where they would be like, oh, we have to prove that we are above the plebs. Yeah. So, it's different. And so, I think there is this shift away from the cultivated accent, if that's even a good way of explaining it linguistically today, but they're more general. But you'll still see if you go out, if you drive for a few hours out into farm areas, like places where it's rural, you'll probably notice it's a broader accent. It's more nasally. So, they'll be like speaking up here in the nose a bit more and, hey, how's it going? Yeah, not bad. You know, that sort of thing is a lot more obvious. They'll probably even use a lot more slang as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be so interesting.
Their own slang or just slang that's common to everyone?
I think a bit of both. They probably have their own in terms of things. It would be stuff that I'd recognize, but I just wouldn't use. Like I wouldn't refer to women as Sheilas, which is ironic. It's an Irish word. And I found out it's actually apparently Irish from Latin. It comes from Latin originally as a name that went into Celtic and then went into English Sheila, yeah. But so you might.
I always associate it with Australia.
Yeah, no, it's Irish. I think we got it from the Irish convicts that came over here. But yeah, so like Sheila, and ironically, a really weird thing, if you want to sort of talk about that, we have two of those, right? We have like Sheila and bloke. I'll use bloke all the time. I will not use Sheila all the time.
Would you think it was offensive to use Sheila, or would it just not be something that was your right? Okay.
But again, it depends who you're around. If you're in a rural area and the women are used to being called Sheila and it's not a derogatory, nasty thing that they hear, then it's a fine thing to do, right? Like if you're hanging out with your mates and you call one of them a cunt or something, and you know the context is telling
quite
you,
often, okay. Too.
Yeah. That's it. Well, and that's what people listening to the podcast are going to be like, wow, Pete, you just said that. It's like, yeah, but I actually use that quite a lot in the right context with friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then if I'm out of that context, I won't. And so I think it's the same thing with Sheila. If you were to go to those places, or even, you know, swearing a lot more, you go and hang out with tradies in Australia. You walk past tradies in the street and you'll hear them swearing like a trooper. Like it'll be C-bombs, F-bombs, S-bombs. And it's not necessarily that they're trying to harm someone, but it's a, just a different cultural thing, I guess, that in that context, absolutely. It's okay. Yeah.
But like there was a dig we did with the university with people from ANU in Canberra.
Ah, cool. And
children would visit, like parents with their children would visit the site, and we'd have to remind them to
tone it down.
Yeah. But it was,
Yeah, well, it is interesting, the stuff in Australia, I think. Have you been here?
No, I've never been. I'd like to go to visit those people.
I imagine
Canberra or something.
It'd be
they
sort
say
of
Canberra's not a place to visit, apparently. But
we lived there for about a year and a half, and it's beautiful, but it's also a bit of a shithole. Like, no offense, anyone from Canberra. It's amazing in terms of infrastructure. Everything is beautiful, but it's in the middle of nowhere. There's no beaches. There's no forests. There's not really that much to do. Yeah. And so Kel, my wife, absolutely loved it there, had a great time. I was sort of like, I'm lonely. I have no friends here. I have no family here. Sydney's 7 hours. Melbourne's 7 hours. The beach is 3 hours. You know, the snow is 3 hours. So I was like, this is just in the middle of nowhere. But it will be interesting if you ever come to Australia, we'd have to do a podcast to see how you would view it, because I would imagine you would see it as kind of like Twilight Zone. Like, this feels like England, but different. Like, it's like they're especially in places where there's a lot of European descent people, you'd be like, this is almost like it's a different planet, a different
just
country,
England, but it's a different terrain. Or something.
Go to Tasmania. Yeah. Tasmania is apparently where all of the Australians go to feel like they're in Britain. So,
really,
yeah. Oh, it's nice. The same sort of weather, yeah.